WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we are going to go right back to the calls. I got some calls coming in. So callers, just hang on. I just got some information, actually a release that was sent to me. So I want to just make sure I read this first before we move on with the discussion. This comes from Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver. Request for immediate action plan to address the rodent infestation near Shaman Avenue Transfer Station. So this is addressed, Dear Mayor Mitchell, Director of the Board of Health and New Bedford Animal Control. I am writing to formally request an urgent and coordinated response from the City of New Bedford to address the ongoing and increasingly severe rodent infestation stemming from the Chalmette Avenue Transfer Station. This issue has escalated beyond the facility itself and is now seriously impacting surrounding businesses and residential neighborhoods. Numerous residents and business owners have reported persistent rodent activity, including sightings of large rodents during daylight hours, evidence of nesting, property damage, and health concerns associated with unsanitary conditions. The infestation is not only a public health issue, but also a quality of life concern for the broader community. Given the scale and persistence of this problem, and as Ward 3 is immediately affected by this problem, I respectfully request the following. One, an official public action plan detailing immediate and long-term strategies to eliminate the rodent infestation and prevent further occurrences. Two, increased inspections and enforcement at and around the Chalmette Avenue Transfer Station to ensure compliance with sanitation and containment standards. Three, community outreach and support, including public communication about what is being done and how residents and businesses can contribute or seek assistance. And four, collaboration across departments, including the Board of Health, Animal Control, and Public Works to ensure a unified and effective response. I trust that the City of New Bedford takes this matter seriously and will act swiftly to protect the health and safety of its residents and businesses. I appreciate your attention to this issue and look forward to your response and outlined course of action. Sincerely, Sean Oliver, Ward 3 City Councilor. So I just want to make sure I read that to you before we go on with the discussion. Now back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Well, hi.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Very good. And I saw that you had a great weekend. Enjoyable, huh?
Yeah, had a lot of fun.
That piece of furniture. Let me tell you now, it's beautiful, and I love it. And yeah, maybe a touch-up here and there, but you don't want to spend a lot of money, because it is black, isn't it? Where you see those little marks on it there?
Yeah, it
is
black.
All you need is a permanent black marker and just touch it up here and there, and nobody would know anything.
So the surface of it needs to kind of be resurfaced. It's not exactly smooth. So I think I'm gonna just sand the top and then just repaint all the black parts anyway.
A lot of work. Permanent marker. That's all. Nobody's gonna see it from my front.
Well, I'm gonna spill something on it anyway, I'm sure. So
okay, about the rats.
Yes.
Now all those rats, because I know Cowles put a video out there and I saw it. Now those rats running up down the street and everything else. Now, how did they get there? Was it in a building that they burnt down, or somebody knocked a building down, or where did they come from?
We have not gotten an answer on that, but a lot of people are speculating because they had the fire over at the transfer station. They think that it was the fire and maybe some of the cleanup afterwards that kind of shook them out of wherever they were.
So was that near, what, Chalmette Avenue somewhere? Up
yes.
There?
Yep.
Oh. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I mean a lot of years ago, I heard it, and I think I mentioned it once before, but some students at a college somewhere, they came up with a poison that once the rats ate it, it would make both the males and female rats sterile, and they could no more produce any baby rats. So they came up with it, and then, of course, I guess the government or some rich company came in and stole that from them, because now there's a company that creates that, when that credit should go to them students. But what I'm saying is, if we could all get that, it would be only a matter of time where there wouldn't be any more rats at all. I guess it would take time, but this has been years. So unless people are buying it, I know it costs money. And then I say to myself, well, every living thing has a reason for being here, like the bees. We need the bees. I never knew what the reason for the rats was. Do you know why we have rats?
I don't.
What is their service to humans?
I don't think they service humans at all. They just make us sick.
Oh, yeah. You can even die.
You can get the hantavirus.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, that was sad. Oh, it reminded me of that. But anyway, I think that was such an excellent idea, because if the rats didn't die from just the regular poison we have, now they have sterilization. I got it. Sterilization in that poison. There's no way out for those rats then. So I don't know what it would cost, but I know you could look that up and maybe you could mention it and find out what it is, because I didn't go too far into it, but...
Yeah, I'll see what I can find. But then the problem is you can make them sterile, but then you still got to wait for those ones to die too.
Yeah, but I think it wouldn't take too long, because don't forget, it's also a poison. And the sterilizing agent is in it. So I don't think it might take too long. I think it's a good thing, as long as we don't need rats for any. I mean, maybe they eat other vermin or something. There has to be some reason for them to be here.
Well,
you know, they say even scorpions and things, every living thing has some kind of a reason in our ecosystem.
Your plan certainly beats my plan, which was just to get a bunch of cats together and bring them down there.
All right. Time for somebody else. Have a great day.
You as well.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Yeah. How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know, we have a city that has a lack of jobs. We have a high crime rate. We have rampant shootings that occur almost every week. D.A. Quinn has said that New Bedford is Latin King territory. We've been overrun by illegal aliens. According to the last federal census, we have over 15,000. And now this rat infestation. We have Price Right Plaza over there, McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And you said the Cumberland Farms. Plus, you got a Chinese place. Dunkin' Donuts is not too far away. You got Pyramid Pizza and a donut shop.
Yeah, the USA Donut.
You know,
yeah.
This needs to be taken care of right away. But we've been paying so high property taxes, and the business owners are paying a lot of taxes. And what we're seeing in our city under Mayor Mitchell has been the downgrade of our city, and the Badmint decision too with the wind turbines, and creating havoc for our fishermen. And that's where we've been under the mayor's leadership. The decline, 13 years of the decline of the city, our taxes going up. He wants a pay raise. Many say he deserves it. I say he doesn't, you know, but the whole thing with the rats, yeah, they need to take care of that. But I think you're right about that fire that took place in the dump. I think that sent these rats on the run.
Yeah, or either that or, yeah, just the cleanup of it. Maybe they disturbed where they were nesting or something, but it's a lot of them. So they've been there for a while. This isn't something that, you know, just kind of happened overnight. This colony has been growing for a long time, and somebody should have caught
it. Right. Between the fire and all the rain that we've been getting. But, you know, it's the business owners and the property owners, too, around there. I mean, you're paying a lot of taxes, and now you got to be on the guard that rats may be going in your house. And if you go to Price Right, you're going to do some shopping there. And then you got to worry about, you know, probably getting bitten by some of these rats. We need better leadership in our city. We need better city councilors, or we need another mayor. I don't care if he's got a D or an R, but this is the worst I've seen this city. I've been living here all my life. This is the worst I've ever seen it.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right, Tim.
Have a good day. And yeah, think about this. So, you know, the businesses that are there, yeah, you know, they probably get regular pest control anyway. So, you know, when you own a restaurant or a supermarket or something like that, you know, regular pest control is part of your deal. Somebody's going to come in and spray and look for that stuff. But think about there's public housing not that far from there. that they don't have, they probably don't have regular pest control coming in. So what's going to happen when these rats work their way into those dwellings? You know, at least the businesses have a chance of combating it to some degree because, well, they probably already have traps set. They probably already have, you know, sprays that have been done. But I don't think the houses around there have much of a chance at all. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. Another great show you got going on here.
Thank you.
I'd like to chime in a little bit on the rat situation.
Sure.
This past weekend, it was nice of the city councilors and the mayor to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend, blah, 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 blah. And while everybody was enjoying their weekend, some of us were behind the airport trying to take care of a rat population problem. It's nice for Mr. Oliver now to come out, and he's going to write a letter and this. It's a day late and a dollar short. These people have thoroughly, completely let us down. Tim, the rats over there, they're crawling. And thousands of them have invaded our city while, like I said, the councilors were good enough. Everybody have a great weekend, our constituents and our colleagues. These people talk great. But they're failing us, just like the last caller said. We're being failed in every way, shape, and form. I wouldn't want to be the person that opens up Goyette's business this morning. The rats trying to get into that business, unbelievable, Tim. Unbelievable. And after the police chief got done with his tour down there, all of a sudden, animal control shows up and they shovel up three bags of dead rats. And while they're shoveling dead rats, there are still hundreds still running across the road. And so now this morning, that's great that Mr. Oliver's going to write a letter. Cool. And he needs going to need more information. Cool. These rats are being seen up near Yesteryear Bicycle Shop. The rats are being seen past the symposium. I've also heard of conditions going on up near Church Street, near Victoria Street, and Joy Street. Rats. And now we've got a counselor who's going to write a letter. Cool. And I also tell my good friends in Dartmouth and Fairhaven, you think the rats are going to stop at the Route 6 bridge? Or do you think the rats are going to stop at the Dartmouth Mall? Tim, the sides of the road behind the airport are crawling with rats. Big rats, Tim.
Yeah, no, I've seen some of the photos of them. These are not, we're not talking about, you know, the ones you go and you buy at, you know, PetSmart.
Oh, hell no. These things are bigger than squirrels. It's eerie. And I was down there with a gentleman who had a truck. And he was like, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this before, and I'm afraid them jumping on a truck. I was in a car, but it didn't seem like, it just seemed like they were just running across the road. And you had people trying to run them over and splatter them, blah, blah, blah. And it was really, it's the people that were there taking the videos. And like I said, all of this time, where's our representation from the councilors? Where's the mayor? I mean, nothing for nothing, but some of these other gentlemen that have never been able to get into that league, they were probably there fighting with the rats yesterday, but they can't break into the elite council and mayor group. While these people are wishing us a nice vacation weekend, other people are out there trying to fight with the rats. So thank you, Mr. Oliver. I appreciate your letter. Thank you so much. I hope you had a great weekend while our neighborhood is being infested. Thank you, Tim. A great show. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And keep in mind, it's not just the fact that there are rats. They can come and they can get rid of every rat that's running around right now and have them be gone. There's a lot worse that can happen as a result of the. So those rats leave droppings. Those droppings can cause the hantavirus. As we know, that's what killed Gene Hackman's wife. His wife died of the hantavirus because there was too many rat droppings around the house and she was inhaling it. You can literally die from inhaling rat droppings. And who knows if these rats are carrying, I'm almost certain that they're carrying ticks, which means Lyme disease. So even if they kill the rat, the tick's going to go somewhere. And not to mention, what if these rats come in contact with your pet and are rabid? So there's a lot more concern than just the actual rats themselves. There's a lot of after effects that can happen as a result of this. This is a public health catastrophe. And now, while I don't agree necessarily with the caller in terms of, you know, that Councillor Oliver isn't doing enough by sending a letter, at least it's something. It's the first I've heard from anybody. Why haven't we heard anything? Why hasn't this been an immediate response? Why hasn't there been a statement made? So, I don't know. We've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. The sweetest song you'll ever hear about a rat. But I can't imagine that people that live in that area are feeling too sweet today. They're not looking at these rats and thinking about Ben. They're thinking more about Willard. And some of you probably don't get that reference at all. You had to be a weird kid in the 70s and 80s to know those movies, especially if you watched Channel 56. I think they showed them on Creature Double Feature, actually. Or at least Willard. I don't know if Ben was kind of a sweeter movie. But they did remake it a couple years ago. Probably like 10 years ago now. But let me take a call here, even though we get the news coming up. Let's get in a call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, good morning. Just quickly to address, the woman was asking what purpose do rats serve. They were actually part of the food chain. They were prey for the smaller predators, you know, coyotes, fox, all the raptors, hawks and such. But we don't have a whole lot of that population anymore, and the rats don't go away. They're very prolific. The other problem with trying to get rid of them, even with poisons, is, again, they're very prolific. And you give them poison too much, they'll become immune to it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you can build up a tolerance to poisons.
Yeah, no, I didn't think about that. Yeah, well, and also too, like it's not like a roach population where they get the poison and they bring it back to the nest. You know what I mean? Like this is more like you're killing an individual rat, and if you have one, you don't have just one. You know, there's usually a dozen others at least.
Right. Now, I've got a thought for a solution. I don't think it'll be very popular, but maybe we should just start burning our trash. And using that to create electric, there's got to be a filtration system where we can capture that carbon and, you know, at least do something useful with it.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it at CMAS. They're burning trash all the time there.
Why not do it here? We have, you know, put it at the dump, put it in the industrial park, set it way back, let the trains service it. So there's a track line back there. All they need is a spur.
No, I'm not sure, but it's something's got to be done in the immediate part anyway. I mean, you know, that's a good long-term solution maybe, but something's got to get done about the rats we have right now.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, I wouldn't say don't poison them. Absolutely poison them. I'm just saying there's a short-term solution.
Sure. Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call. And, yeah, that's the thing is, you know, you've got to look at now not only the short-term solutions, but the long-term solutions, because you have to make sure, first of all, not only that this doesn't happen again, but no matter how many of these you kill, you're not going to get them all. So there's still going to be some around. And so what are you going to do to kind of choke that population out and make it inhospitable for them to stay in the area? I mean, my grandfather used to take his pistol and go down to the dump and shoot rats. Because he said, you know, every time he went down there, you could there'd be hundreds of them. You could pick and choose. And that's just, you know, without a huge infestation like this happening all at once. So what's going to happen? I don't know. We got to take a break here for the news. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you as soon as we come back from it. But let's turn things over to Mike Roberts.
President Trump still after Harvard University. A Connecticut woman involved in a drug ring and millions of people dealing with severe weather.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Connecticut woman who allegedly used her teenage daughters to package and deliver crack cocaine is going to prison.
35-year-old Nasa Vasquez Ferrer of Waterbury was sentenced in federal court after pleading guilty earlier this year to various drug charges. She allegedly worked for a drug trafficking ring and was arrested in November 2023, one of 17 people charged following an investigation led by the FBI's Waterbury Safe Streets Gang Task Force. Vasquez Ferrer is scheduled to report to federal prison on July 11th. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Authorities in Washington, D.C. say the person accused of fatally shooting two Israeli diplomats have confessed to the crime. Two embassy staff members were shot to death on a downtown street on Wednesday after attending a young diplomat's reception in Washington. The alleged gunman has been identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. An FBI affidavit claims that when police arrived, Rodriguez stated, "I did it for Palestine and I did it for Gaza." At least 17 people reported injured after a stabbing attack at a German railway station. It happened in Hamburg around 5 p.m. local time. Officials say that four of the victims are in critical condition. Another six are injured. A suspect has been arrested and is identified as a 39-year-old German woman. The nation's fallen military service members were honored yesterday by President Trump. He visited Arlington National Cemetery to mark Memorial Day. He took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Before delivering remarks, Trump said that we share in the sorrow with the families of the fallen service members. He also added that service members who have given everything and asked for nothing. Millions dealing with severe weather in the plains to the southeast as people traveled back home yesterday for the Memorial Day holiday. The weekend wrapped up and the regions have been slammed with severe weather for several days, especially in Oklahoma, Missouri, and Florida. Storms also in parts of Colorado and New Mexico, all the way to South Carolina and Georgia. Two children among 11 injured in a boat explosion in South Florida. Authorities say the reported explosion and fire happened last night in Fort Lauderdale. At least one witness says they saw the boat explosion and several people brought to the docks of a yacht club with burn injuries. Several agencies were at the scene, including the U.S. Coast Guard and Fort Lauderdale Fire and Rescue. Three more inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail earlier this month are now back in custody. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell announced on social media that Lenton Van Buren was recaptured in Baton Rouge. Minutes later, it was reported that Jermaine Donald and Leo Tate were also caught in Walker County, Texas. Eight of the 10 inmates have now been recaptured since they broke out of the New Orleans Justice Center on May 16th. Several people have been arrested for helping the escapees.
WBSM Sports.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox in Milwaukee last night 3-2. Sox are back at it again tonight at 7:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Tuesday morning. Sun rising nice and early this time of the year. And as it does, temperatures will slowly warm. We start out around 50 degrees. But later this afternoon, man, oh man, does it get warm. Along the coast, we're looking at temperatures around 70 degrees. As you head inland, we get to the mid and even upper 70s in spots today. So enjoy the summer-like feel, especially with some sunshine as well. It's going to feel great as you're heading out the door, mostly to partly sunny as we get through this Tuesday. And as the sun sets, temperatures dip back down into the mid-50s overnight. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
What's happening to people in New Bedford right now? They're seeing rats in every direction down in the area of the transfer station. We're going to get back into that in a moment with the callers as well. But I told you I was going to mention a couple of Seize the Deals that we have going right now at seizethedeal.com that are deeply, deeply discounted. Right now, you can get $50 to Festiva Buffet in Fairhaven for just $15. $15 gets you $50 over at Festiva. And also, a one general admission all-day stay and play at the VR Zone in the Dartmouth Mall, all those virtual reality games. Normally, we have it for, you know, it's normally $20. That's your regular price to get in. Right now, you can get it for $6. SeizeTheDeal.com. Check it out. Keep an eye on it. Bookmark it. Homepage it so you can always get all the latest deals we have at SeizeTheDeal.com. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Spooky. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, well, not good with the rats. You know, when I was a kid in the late 50s, early 60s, they used to burn trash up there. And why they stopped, I guess it was environmental, why they can do it now in Rochester. Maybe the technology has changed or something, but they used to burn garbage right up in that area there. There's no doubt about it. The other thing is, too, how many rats are we talking here? You know, I didn't hear the earlier part of the program.
I mean, just from the videos and the photos I've seen, I couldn't venture a guess in terms of the numbers. But if you see these, it's like hundreds of them all on the side of the road, in the road, squashed. People are saying they're seeing swarms of them moving around. So they've got to be in the hundreds of thousands, maybe.
Yeah, and that's right near the housing projects too, right?
Yeah.
Right down here. The other thing I saw on TV a while back with New York is they're having a big problem with rats in New York, too. What they're doing is they're feeding the rats, pills to stop them from reproducing. You mm-hmm. know,
yeah, and, Mary mentioned that earlier, that they can, like, sterilize them.
Well, I don't know if they, yeah, but I guess it's like a pill you take if you don't want to have a baby, you know, that sort of stuff. And they put it in around where the rats are, and they try to stop the population from increasing that way. And that way, you know, you don't have as many of them around, I guess. At least that's what they're trying right now in New York. So, hey, I don't know. It's a thought, and just another problem that New Bedford unfortunately has to deal with. But they did burn garbage up there, I know, when I was a youngster in the 50s and early 60s.
Was it in an incinerator, or was it just kind of open burning?
Yeah, it was
burning?
An incinerator. You'd go right up the hill there where the office is there, and it was they'd dump it right in there, and they'd burn it there. But I thought it was an environmental reason why they couldn't do it, and that's when they stopped, and then they started burying all the stuff up there in Mount Trashmore, I used to call it. And why Rochester can do it now, I don't know. Maybe the technology's changed so it doesn't pollute the environment or whatever, but that's, I know they did it in the past.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Okay, Spooky, take care.
And you have a good day. We just got a an update. I guess they're even going into the neighborhoods now, the residential neighborhoods beyond the public housing. So they're reporting them all over the place down there. It's becoming more and more of an issue. Let's take another call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I would like to tell you a little bit about my experience with rats.
Sure.
My husband and I had a condo in Florida before he passed away, and we were snowbirds, so we'd just go down periodically. And we went down one time, and the attic, which you never use in Florida, it's a small space, a crawl space, had rats in it. So we got a hold of the association, and they promised to send someone over to take care of it. And, of course, a week went by, and still we don't get any help. So my husband made a little bit of a scene and showed them the size of one rat that he found that was dead. And when they saw how big it was, it looked like a tiny cat is what it looked like. It was so big.
Wow.
We couldn't imagine where they were coming from. But through the exterminators that came in, they said a rat does not have, like, bones. Well, maybe they do, but that's the way he interpreted it to me. They don't have bones. What bones they have are very collapsible.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get in the smallest crack.
Yep.
And you don't even know it. And when they came to clean up the mess in the attic, they sent people with the white suits. They hung all, like, it looked like white drapes all through the condo so that they could take anything out done like that because how bad and how germy rats are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come to find out, we figured out where the rats were coming from. Of course, the little cracks that were up in the soffit area of the condo. And one day my husband was sitting on the lanai, and the men are on the golf course, which abutted our property, and they were going to take down the dead palm trees. They do that every couple of years because when they die, they just hang. They don't really fall off and they look ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And the man said to him, stay up on your lanai, because we were on the second floor. He says, stay on your lanai, you're going to see a floor show. And my husband says, what are you talking about? He says, wait and see. As they used the chainsaws to cut the dead branches, rats were falling out of it, and birds, big birds, I don't know what they call, they have several different big ones, would come and scoop the rat right out of the air.
Wow.
Before it hit the ground. And they nicknamed the rats palm rats because when you look up in a palm tree, you don't see them. But many trees, especially on a golf course, places like that, that's where they live, is up in the trees.
What?
And I had no idea of that. But when they came to clean it, they said you can always tell a rat's pattern because they travel the same route all the time. And usually they hug the walls, and you can see all the little urine along the edges because rats do not have bladders. They just pee constantly whenever they need to. So that's my whole experience, and I thought you'd find it a little bit interesting.
Well, I was going to say, we need those birds to come up here, and we need to have them migrate up here for a couple of weeks.
I know, huh? Yeah, but they say if you see one, I don't recall what the exterminator said, but we're not talking, like, if you see one, there's 10. If you see one, there could be 100.
Yeah.
You know, because they just multiply that fast, too. So I hope they take care of the problem, and they are very germy. If anybody lives in that area and has small children where they're always putting their hands in their mouth, they better be extremely careful. Make sure, they wash their hands good and get in that habit now while they're young for many reasons.
Absolutely.
And that's my story.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
And I mean, just amazing that I had no idea that rats lived in palm trees, but there's no palm trees in New Bedford, which means that they're not going into palm trees here. They're going into your house. And they're spreading out even more. We got a couple app chat messages here. The pork man says, clearly the rats took the train down from Boston. That's how they got here. But New Bedford resident, NB resident says, the rat problem on North Front Street has been happening since last July. Now they're going to address it? Well, this is a little different than that. But yes, certainly there are definitely problems with rats in other parts of the city too. We've got to take a break here coming up. Before we do, though, as we're talking about, you know, some of these places, places that you don't realize that rats can get into. Like, the caller was right. They do have like a collapsible type skeleton and it's very flat, so they can get into these. Like they can go under the crevice of a door. Like they can work their way into there. So just, you think, oh, I close the door. There's no way this mouse or rat is getting in here. They can. They can get under there and they can get through all kinds of things. And that's why it's always important to get things done by professionals, so they don't leave these cracks and openings and all these little things. And so if you're thinking about going solar, don't call one of these companies that's going to just come down here and, you know, and put up a bunch of solar panels in a week and then move on somewhere else, you know, because you can't really trust the work that they're doing. Call Isaacson Solar because they're here. They're part of the community. They're not going anywhere. So they're going to stand by the work that they do. They're not going to leave any openings where you're going to find rats crawling in and all that stuff. No, they're going to do the job right. And you can see the work that they do by going to their Facebook page. You can see some videos that they've taken, photos they put up of this amazing work that you say, I would have no idea looking at that home that those were even solar panels. And you can set up an appointment to have them come out and talk to you by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and get the ball rolling to get yourself solar. The sun is out there. It's bright and shining. This is energy that you're letting go to waste right now. isaacsonsolar.com. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500.
Lee said, well, Farrakhan's a prophet, and I think you want to listen to what he can say to you. What you want to do is follow for now. Hell, what the people say, make a miracle. Keep up the lyrical. Black is back, all in. We're going to win. Check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. Bring the noise.
And Public Enemy, certainly, for me, one of the highlights of the weekend at Boston Calling. They were incredible. Just the energy that they brought and the show they put on, for being a couple of guys in their 60s now, just amazing. Them, Tom Morello was fantastic. Dave Matthews was great. Spin Doctor is awesome. Black Crow's great. I mean, everybody that I saw was incredible. I only got to see a couple minutes of Sheryl Crow, which was the whole reason I went up on Friday, but I saw the last three songs, so there was that. All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, you just made me laugh. Thank you for that. Yeah, I know you kept saying it was all about Sheryl Crow for you. I think it is for a lot of, you know, young men, but and older men, because she's generational. But yeah, you playing Public Enemy. It's like, yeah, they were that good in their 60s, huh?
Oh, yeah. A heck of a show.
Wow. I honestly, Tim, I didn't know it. Still out there.
Mm-hmm.
I had no clue.
Still fighting the
but
power.
That's good. Right. Let me get out of this room because I echo my voice. So what I wanted to talk to you about was, first I wanted to say, I didn't hear a song Friday on the Howie Carr Hour. I swear to God, I listened that whole hour. I don't know if I'm the only one that didn't get it. Like, I don't know. Maybe I didn't. This has been a really hard thing to go. This is hard to do these competitions. I already went through all my data last month for the last contest this month. So my phone, you know,
well,
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. The 5 o'clock ones play out right after the news.
Yeah, you know what? I know I definitely met yesterday because I was trying to, you know, get on the road and leave, get back here. I got the 2 o'clock in, but I don't know. I think I failed this one. I already used my data. Which I had to go pay the cell phone yesterday, which was funny. So I went up by Aldi's and I said, well, let me go in Aldi's and get a few things, just a few things. And then, you know, I did a couple of things. But so I decided I'm not going to talk to you about what I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, I only got about a minute or so before I got to take my last break.
So I just want to say, everybody with the rat, well, if you go up where the Vincenti's moved in the grocery store, the reason why that Dollar Tree next to them, they refuse to put a lot of food is because there's so many rats in that store, even after all that time it was vacant, kept coming in. And the other thing is, in Shaw's, that whole plaza, a reason why those other stores took a while, because there's so many rats. And even now, when the Dollar Tree decided to put food in, they're still not, they're like holding back on certain things, this and that. So it is an issue. But you know what my issue is now where I live?
Sad.
Because of all the airport, all the dirt, the expansion, they've got all this new fresh dirt. They're bringing it in, and all this rain, mosquitoes. There are mosquitoes here already. And I'm like saying, holy crap. You know, it's not even, they're everywhere. They're on my screen door when my sliding glass door is closed. I see that, the females. I see real, regular male mosquitoes. And I'm like, yeah, because of all the dirt. So now we're wondering, what are we going to do about that in my area because of all the what they're doing over there.
They'll probably start spraying soon, but definitely reach out to the city and let them know so they can give them the list.
Who do I call for that? My ward council, I don't think I should bother.
No, you can just call the mayor's office, and actually I would actually start with your ward council and just make sure that they're putting you on the spray list.
Yeah, because all that fresh dirt and stuff, it's crazy. And I thought, I can't even sit on my balcony.
I gotta hold you there.
Anyways, I know you got to go, Tim. Thank you so much. And I look forward to our phone call tomorrow because I got some funny, crazy stuff to tell you.
All right. You have a good day.
Okay, you too, Tim.
All right, I got to take this break. We'll be right back to wrap things up. All right, that's going to do it for me for today. Stay tuned for Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. He's going to have you for the next 3 hours. He'll also have your